Today we invited to our studio a special guest, a postman, Abu Miro. He lives and works in Nigeria, where postal services do not look quite like the services we know. Mr. Miro, hello. Please tell us first about your uniform. It's really beautiful.
Hello. So my uniform is a navy blue waistcoat, a blue shirt, a light blue tie with yellow stripes, and my pride and joy, navy blue policeman's trousers. The final touch is my cap, which I made myself, complete with a hand-painted nameplate.
It is great. How do you move around the city?
I have a yellow scooter. I also use pilot's glasses. People should be able to recognize me. Delivering letters is important, and I have to do my job, even in my jammed city. If anyone tries to cut me up on the road, I simply shout out, "Postal service is coming. It works. The postman here is a celebrity."
What kind of problems do you have in your job?
Sometimes letters will have wrong addresses, and I will have to use my experience to know how to deliver them. Town halls have no idea about odd and even numbers. Homeowners often forget to add the number on their doors, or get it wrong because they have employed a painter who cannot write or read. But I'm doing my best. If I ever have to return a letter to sender, I feel terrible. I feel like I have failed in my duties as a public servant. Fortunately, it happens very rarely.
What's the most interesting thing about your job?
I have to be an observer of humans. In one family in which there is an elderly lady, the younger members of the family want to take over the old lady's money, I suspect. Right now, I have her letter inside my waistcoat. It's from her son. He's sent her some money. So when I get there and she offers me tea, I will find a quiet moment to give her the envelope when no one is looking.
Thank you very much for talking to us, Mr. Miro. Good luck with your job.
Thank you.